Hey everyone, my name is Caleb Sexton. Today we'll be discussing Bruce Springsteen, a 20th century recording artist that might be one of the greatest rock and roll artists of the past 40 years. Bruce Frederick Springsteen was born November 25th, 1949 in Long Branch, New Jersey. His childhood was full of music from an early age. At age 10, his mom bought him a Kent guitar for $80. Now a little bit about his childhood. As a child, both his parents worked. His father was Douglas Frederick Springsteen. He worked as a bus driver and was of Irish-Dutch ancestry. His mom, Adele Ann Zarelli, worked as a legal secretary, and she was of Italian descent. He had two sisters, the older sister, Virginia, and a younger sister, Pamela Springsteen. His music career started in 1965 when he became a lead guitarist in a band called The Castiles. Later, he became the lead singer in this band. The band recorded two original songs in New Jersey. He would participate in another band with some of his closest friends. In 1972, he signed a deal with Columbia Records and recorded his first album, Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey, with his newly named E Street Band. This album had great success. 6 months later, he released a second album, The Wild, The Innocent, and The E Street Shuffle. Over a year later, he released a third album, Born to Run. In 1977, he released Darkness on the Edge of Town. 3 years later, The River, followed by an album, Nebraska. After this, he released Born in the USA, his biggest and most famous record. It sold 15 million copies and had 7 top 10 singles. This would be one of the most sold records. Records after this time include Tunnel of Love, which included slow love songs about losing the love of his life, The Rising, The Ghost of Tom Joad, and The Seeger Sessions. Two recent albums include Magic, released in 2007, and Working on a Dream, released in 2008. As a very decorated artist, he recorded over 21 records and toured the world, including tours in Ireland, Spain, and all across the United States. He appeared on the cover of Time and Newsweek simultaneously. Previously, this only happened to world leaders. In 1999, he was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In his music, he was known for his rockin' songs and songs with deeper meaning and love songs. He was a blue-collar, working-class person that listeners could relate to very well through his music. Some fun facts about Bruce Springsteen was, he was born on the same day as the late soul singer Ray Charles. He is real-life good friends with Tom Hanks to this day. And one story about Bruce Springsteen was, Bruce was always adventurous. One time, he was in a motorcycle accident when someone hit him driving on his motorcycle. And when he was in the hospital bed, his dad had him get a haircut because he would never get his haircut when he was not injured. To finish my podcast, I will read a very meaningful poem called Nebraska from his 1982 album, Nebraska. Okay. I saw her standing on her front lawn, just twirling her baton. Me and her went for a ride, sir, and 10 innocent people died. From the town of Lincoln, Nebraska, with a sawed-off 410 in my lap, through the badlands of Wyoming, I killed everything in my path. I can't say that I am sorry for the things that we have done, at least for a little while, sir. Me and her, we had us some fun. The jury brought in a guilty verdict, and the judge had sentenced me to death. Midnight in a prison storeroom with leather straps across my chest. Sheriff, when the man pulls that switch, sir, and snaps my poor neck back, you make sure that my pretty baby is sitting right there on my lap. They declared me unfit to live. Said into the great void my soul be hurled. They wanted to know why I did what I did. Well, sir, I guess there's just a meanness in this world. And that is the end of my podcast.